Okay. Can you hear me at the front? For 30 years, he kept me in the beam lines. I think he was hoping for a radiation sickness. But I beat him in the end. Hans had lots of hobbies apart from his physics. And with working like a lot of us did here, all over the country and on accelerators and things, we took our families as well, and we all lived together and worked together, played together. It was a unique situation that I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. And the hobbies, and one of them that Hans and Marie had, like a little anecdote, I think, they were keen on bird watching. And Franz, he'd bought a tape recorder, a portable tape recorder, and he wanted to do the songs of the birds, but the birds didn't stay very near. So he came in with a sketch one morning into the workshops, and he said, can you fix this on the microphone? And he gave me a sketch. It was a little gadget. It was 5 foot wide at one end, narrowing down to 2 inches, about 6 foot long. I called it a megaphone, and it had to be on 2 bicycle wheels. So we started to build it, and a very kind Frenchman donated the wheels. He didn't have far to walk anyway. And we waited till midnight when it was built. He told me to put a green boiler suit on, so I looked like a tree. He had his bird watching outfit on, headphones on, and a microphone up the bottom of this megaphone, and I had my arm around it, and off we went into the woods. So we rolled around, and he kept getting the direction of different noises. And suddenly, stop! He's twiddling the knobs. Yes, he's picked up something. And out stepped the Swiss frontier guards. The French wasn't all that good, but I think he said, hello, hello, hello. And I shall leave it at that. You can work out how that little episode went. There were many more. We only get 5 minutes. Have you got the first slide up there? Franz is here, lots of film. That's me when I had some hair. The first control room we built in the Rutherford lab. We just started the shift at midnight. Next slide, please. Yes, there he is. I'm waiting. I've just loaded the cameras. It takes about 5 minutes to get a bit more radiation. Next slide, please. Yes, there he is. That's the boss. It doesn't waste much time. It was a pretty bright bloke. Next slide, please. Oh, there he is. There he is again. Yes. 50th birthday celebration on the top of a mountain. And look at the loyalty. This is his secretary waiting to take dictation. Next slide, please. Yes! Well, he got the job of the boss of the department, and we said, how are you going to deal with the staff, you see? And he had no idea, he was too easy. So we trained him before he came back, and this was to sort the whinging technicians out who wanted more money. Is there another slide? Oh, I thought there was another one with some students on. All right. Well, that's on holiday, Marie. We had enjoyed the Lake District. Was there another one? They're not all on. Never mind. This is a master class with Franz. There should be a third student in that. I couldn't resist it. they're all still and sane out, you see. All students always were monkeys, weren't they? I mean, and that's in the lab.
Was there any more? I don't think so, Dave.
No, that's it. It's my 5 minutes up. Wait, what's that one? Oh, that's my retirement party 21 years ago. Good old Maggie Thatcher chucked me out and cut the grants, and I've never been happier since. Have I any more time?
Any more time?
I'll give you one more. Yeah. All right, Roland, I'll see you. Just one more. France was always in a panic. You think he was calm. He wasn't, was he, Marie? Always in a panic. He needed some ski pants, and he left it till nearly 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday night. So we rushed into town, this was in Geneva, and this is right at the beginning, he wanted to start skiing. So we rushed into Geneva, and thinking the shops were closing, ran into the main shop, grabbed a pair of ski pants, and the assistant said, over there in the dressing cubicle, he said, just the time, yes, you've 2 minutes. He rushed across, taking his coat off, undoing his braces, got into the dressing cubicle as the door closed behind him. 1 minute later, the cubicle door opened and 4 people came out with the shopping. France was stood there in his underpants and saying, you know, he was in the left. I think I'm up. Am I? Yeah. We could stay all night. Thank you.